And what it consists of is a very famous reaction of the trying to trace its origin, and I just can't find who did this first. There are reports of this around in the late 1840s, 1850s, 1860s, and there are certainly no reports of it up to 1827, as far as I can find. And in this tube is a very important gas, nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, for those of you who are biologists, was named the biological molecule of the year about 5-6 years ago. Which is pretty astonishing for a molecule with two atoms in it. And nitric oxide is very lovely, colorless, but highly reactive piece. And what we're going to do is we're going to react it with the kind of close cousin of carbon dioxide, and that's CF2. So instead of oxygen, we'll go down to sulfur, one place down in the periodic table. So I'm just going to squirt in a little bit, and we'll mix it all up. A little bit of water down at the bottom. And the reason is because you really want to avoid having nitrogen dioxide in the tube. Okay, so here we go. At this point, we have to give it some activation. Let's just wait for the pressure to go down. Reel out the splint. I can't even have the splint.